Some Fridays on Morning Edition, we give you movie options if you can't make it to the theater, or if you don't want to pay $7 for a 3-gallon cup of Coke, or you just don't know what to rent or buy. We get some DVD picks from special guests. And this morning, we've brought in Judd Apatow. Most recently, he wrote, directed, and produced The 40-Year-Old Virgin. He's also responsible for Freaks and Geeks, the TV series. Welcome to the program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And let's look at your DVD picks here. The first one is actually a television program now on DVD called The Dick Cavett Show, Hollywood Greats.
The thing that I'm realizing right now is it makes sense that I worked on Freaks and Geeks just based on my picks, that I'm pushing hard for people to watch The Dick Cavett Show. There may be nothing geekier than that. But it's really interesting to see talk shows back in the day when they were much more unscripted, and it wasn't like it is now where everything everyone says on these late night talk shows has been figured out beforehand.
We should mention, for those of us who were under 40, this is a program that was in the slot where you'd see Jay Leno today or David Letterman today, but the interviews were much, much longer with the guest.
And anything, you know, could happen in those interviews. And Dick Cavett, he went right at him and asked them all the questions you really wanted to ask them. Interviews with people like Robert Mitchum and Orson Welles. And there's a director's panel with Robert Altman, Mel Brooks, Frank Capra. There's just some amazing things on it. And there's two full-hour interviews with Katharine Hepburn.
You keep interrupting the long story of my life. If you just shut up, I'd be able to...
I won't speak again for the next hour.
You never listen. That'll be the day. Well, that'll be the night. But anyway, which story do you want to hear?
Anything at all. I
find Dick Cavett really funny and fun to watch. And I put it on every night as I'm trying to put my children to bed, because I know that they will pass out in 45 seconds. So I go, hey, kids, you want to watch Robert Mitchum on The Dick Cavett Show? And my 4-year-old and 9-year-old will be asleep before he hits the stage.
Now, the next item you're on your list is Terms of Endearment, the film from 1983. What draws you to that?
You know, for me, that's one of my favorite films of all time. And James Brooks is someone that I look up to.
He got the Best Director Academy Award for this, is that right?
I think that movie won a lot of Academy Awards, and there's a commentary on it by James Brooks. And for anybody who wants to learn about writing or directing or comedy, most everything you need to know is in this commentary. And there's literally no reason to go to film school. Save your $100,000 and buy Terms of Endearment.
Well, while we're on the subject of the film industry, this next DVD that you choose is called Tell Them Who You Are. Tell us what it is.
I'm a documentary freak, and this is a great documentary about Haskell Wexler, and it was made by his son. And Haskell Wexler is one of the great cinematographers. Clearly, they had kind of a difficult relationship. It seems like they were in conflict for a very long time, and that the son decided to make this documentary as a way of connecting with his father. And there's two things in it that are very powerful. One is Haskell Wexler visiting an ex-wife who has Alzheimer's. It's a moment that's one of the most intimate moments I've ever seen photographed. The second moment is a DVD extra, which is actually, I think, more powerful than anything in the film, which is where he shows his father the movie. And it's just very powerful to see this man get the approval from his father that he probably has been trying to get his entire life.
Just so I get over my very strong emotions, I can just say on the surface, you're a hell of a filmmaker.
I sat in bed, my wife is sleeping, and I'm just bawling like a little girl. You could tell this man has been waiting his entire life to hear his dad say that sincerely. Mm.
Well, let's go from that serious film to another very serious film on your list here. Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby.
This film changes lives.
And by the way, I noticed there's a really hotshot producer on this film.
Well,
It's you!
You know,
Judd Apatow, you recommended one of your own films here, didn't you?
You know, I'm not one of those people that is for plugging my own work. I find that distasteful. But like Al Gore, I think I have something important to say.
Okay.
And I think that it is important that people see this movie and An Inconvenient Truth. If you watched those two movies, you could change the world.
Let's just mention, for those who missed the trailers or missed the movie itself, this is a Will Ferrell film. He plays a NASCAR driver, and the slug that you saw in all the movie posters was the story of a man who could only count to number one.
It's a remarkable film about the world of NASCAR and the incredible life of Ricky Bobby. I think it's a hilarious movie, and we work so hard on these DVDs. I'm such a DVD nerd that as a, you know, a grown-up man making these things, I just think, what would the 11-year-old nerd Judd want to see on this DVD?
Well, Judd Apatow, it's been fun talking with you.
Thank you very much.
That's the writer, producer, and director Judd Apatow, and you can see all of his DVD picks at npr.org.